Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. On this show, I interview life coaches, business coaches, and other coaches to discuss all aspects of coaching and business. We'll also take your questions, and you might even have the opportunity for live coaching right on the show. I'm Coach Andrew Poritz with Ingenuity Coaching, myfuturecoach.com. I help people transitioning from corporate America to entrepreneurship. My mission is to inspire and challenge you to dream big dreams, and with my coaching, help you to manifest those dreams into reality. If you're listening live and you want to call in with a question, the phone number is 646-929-2893. You can also go to the site www.blogtalkradio.com/coachandrew, and you can join my chat room, and you can post questions there and talk amongst yourselves. I have a very, very, very unusual guest tonight. I've had all different kinds of coaches in the past few weeks, and this one is definitely an unusual, to say the least, a niche unto herself. Yolanda Shoshana, also known as Shoshi, is a personality courtesan coach, and that's a trademark term, courtesan coach, lifestyle expert and speaker known as the Luscious Lifestyle Diva. She is the founder of a lifestyle and entertainment company that trains women in the art of lusciousness and seduction. She is the founder, head diva for the Divas School for the Art of Seduction, a modern-day courtesan school for women of all ages and backgrounds. She produces and hosts her own talk show, The Luscious Life with Shoshi, on Channel 56 in Manhattan. And when she's not training women in the art of seduction, she could be found performing wedding ceremonies around New York City. Her website is www.lusciouslifestylediva.com. Yolanda Shoshana, are you here?
I am here. Hello.
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 How fabulous to meet you.
Fabulous to meet you.
Fabulous.
And everyone else. And yes. Everybody else.
And everybody else who is listening in now or in the future. Which
That's
is a
right.
miracle of this whole thing, is that some people will be listening now and some people will be listening in a week from now.
That is true.
Hopefully they're not calling in a week from now because we won't be here.
No.
So, first of all, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You did fabulously. Yolanda Shoshana or Shoshi. It's
okay.
Great. Either
Excellent.
One makes me happy.
Excellente. So, I first of all, courtesan coach, tell me more.
Yes, I am a courtesan coach. What I do is I help women bring back the virtues of the courtesans, from charm, wit, grace, beauty, and timing, all these luscious things that courtesans did. Courtesans were amazing women. You know, a lot of people think of them as prostitutes or high-class escorts, but in reality, they're a little bit deeper than that. They really, they were very educated. They actually really led society. Coco Chanel was a courtesan, for example.
Mm.
So they were very smart. Yeah, they were very smart women, and a lot of them were ahead of their time. They were muses. They were fabulous and delicious, and I want to bring the art of seduction back. Yes.
The art of seduction.
Yes.
Yes, and so you seem to be not master, maybe, yes, mistress of the – what
yes.
would be the correct thing to say?
I like
the
mistress.
Mistress of the art of seduction.
Yes. Yes. Because, you know, I've been the Luscious Lifestyle Diva, and the transitioning into courtesan coach, my friends just kind of went, but of course. It was a natural thing, because my whole coaching has been about helping women to live a life without apologizing and, of course, have more pleasure in their lives. So it was a great transition, and it's fun. Why not?
Why not? So what is the Luscious Life?
The Luscious Life. Basically, the Luscious Life is helping a woman or a woman living their life by design and not apologizing. Like I said, I'm really big on women not apologizing for their lives. Unfortunately, a lot of women do apologize for things that they want and things that they desire. So a woman living lusciously is exactly what she wants, and it's different for pretty much every woman. I mean, we have our basic needs from love and life and money, those things, but everybody has their own individual things that they want and desire, and that is what I help a woman get. Because a woman can't have it all if she chooses to go for it. Why not?
How do you help them to get it?
Well, I do that through coaching. I do this through workshops. What I do is I tailor everything to the woman's needs. I find that a lot of coaches sometimes have very structured things for people. It's the same for everybody. But what I do is I take the individual and I do what would work for them. Some people are more creative. Some people need more structure, like they need the list. Some people need to be more about their action and going out and doing something. Or some people just need to completely change everything that's going on. So I do that, and I do workshops, and I do I have my talk show. I do a lot of empowerment online and using social media, video. I find that the online is really helpful, and that way you can reach people around the world to inspire and motivate. Yeah, like this.
Like this.
This, for example, is a great way as well.
Well, I think you and I found each other through social media.
Yes. I saw you like all over the place. It was great.
Oh, cool. And I saw you all over the place, so we're even.
Yes, we're getting around.
Yes, but I think you're the one that people would rather look at, to be honest with you.
Yes, I use a lot of pinups in my work because it's something that I've been doing, and I used to do burlesque as well. I'm thinking about getting back on the burlesque stage and doing some shows. I definitely want to produce some. So that was one of the reasons why the pinups became fun, and also to enlighten the senses and to titillate the senses a bit for everybody involved. Yeah.
I have seen some of your pictures, and you are absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So
give me an example, if you would, of a way, let's say that you've worked with a particular client, particular person, to develop some sort of strategy that will work with that person. What might one of those things be?
A strategy for a person. Let me think of a good, juicy one. Okay. For example, I used to coach single women, and I find that because living in New York, there's a lot of single women. What I find a lot of women in New York especially, and actually all over the world because there are now more single women, is the one thing we're looking for is love. So a strategy that I like to do to give a woman is, of course, we talk about the way that they look, but I also give the strategy of talking to different men each day. That is something that is very powerful. A lot of times when we're looking for love, we're very picky or we just do the online thing. But what I tell a woman to do is to be out and to be a little more flirty. And that is a big strategy that works for almost everything because it does start attracting people to you. Sometimes the wrong people, but when you're doing it in a very good way, when you're out and just being more flirty, a lot of times women gain their confidence. And confidence really is the thing that can get you the most things in the world, and it really does build up when it comes to the laws of attraction, because when you're confident, you're sure, people start doing things for you, you're feeling good about yourself. So really being flirty is one thing that I always tell people to do, and it kind of gets you out of your own way. And sometimes things work, things don't work, but you learn what works for you. And that's one thing that I always like to give people as a strategy. Flirt more. Yes.
So you have, now you said you also do workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So what's a typical workshop look like for you?
Well, a typical workshop, like I've done workshops where they can be 4 weeks to 8 weeks long, but a lot of times if I do a four-week one, I would cover like four major areas from your own life brand to love to the possibilities and to finances. Those are like things that I would cover like in a four-week thing depending on what's going on. Or I do workshops like how to be lusciously single, how to just have a luscious life, because that too can be something that a lot of people have no concept of because we're reconstructing what it is that's going on in your life. How to be more luscious in love with your partner. Those are some things that I talk about. Everything I talk about is all about pleasure, and it is about being more luscious and just feeling better about yourself. A lot of it is very much empowerment and also motivating, because a lot of times people just don't have the motivation to get them there. They think in a box. And the one thing I have never really done is think in a box, thank God, because since I've always been a creative person. So I like to get people to think outside of the box and think bigger. If you can't find it this way, let go a different direction with it. So that's a lot of what my workshops entail. And I cover a lot of things from the health to love to business, because women, because I only coach women. Women don't separate their work life and their home life most of the time. So I like to cover a lot of different bases because it all kind of interweaves itself.
What would be a typical, like, how big are your workshops?
Well, it depends. I've done workshops if I do one for a company, because sometimes I go in for women's groups. Sometimes they're from 500 to 1,000 people to sometimes I do them more intimate to where they're for 12. Like, I've been starting to do salons, and they've been in people's homes. Sometimes it's for 12 people. Sometimes it's for 25. It just really depends on who my audience is and who hires me for the day to do something. So I cover a lot of different ranges of how big my groups are. I do tend to like sometimes the smaller groups because then people really learn from each other more. Because I've actually just decided to stop doing individual coaching so much because it's more rewarding for me to do group work because I really like connecting people as well. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I'd like to actually be a fly on the wall in one of these events.
Of course, anytime.
Oh, thank you. Are you familiar with Mama Gina?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, is your work along the similar lines or very different?
I don't know. I've only read her books. I've never been to one of her classes, so I couldn't really answer that. I actually don't know because I've never been to anything. I know women who have gone to her workshops, but I don't know how similar our work is. I know she did a courtesan class one time, but I think what I'm doing is kind of different from what it sounded like in terms of what my school will be. So I'm not really sure. But
I'm not that familiar with her, but I actually was on a men's panel last year, which was rather fascinating.
That she was on, or
That she had men on a panel come to her class and give our side of the story.
Uh-huh, and how did that... I'm sure that was fun.
Oh, my.
Your side of the story.
Our side of the story. Ask the women, ask us questions. And,
I wish I could have been there for that. The sister goddesses asking them questions.
Asking the men questions, and then Gina asked us all, every man on the panel, what we really like to do to a woman. And
nice.
I'm not going to answer that here, but if there was a tape of that ever got out, we'd all be, it would be very scandalous.
Oh, I have to.
Although we'd all
that.
Be proud of it, but still.
But scandalous. I like scandal.
Yeah, it'd be scandalous. Have you ever thought of having anything like that, a men's panel, or having men come in to talk to women?
No, there is a class idea that I have that a man more than likely will be teaching. But I haven't thought of a panel necessarily to have men come in and talk. I know a couple of people do that. It's a possibility, but I guess I'd be very specific about what that looks like.
Yeah, it was just fun. I thought I'd mention
it. Was fun.
It was a lot of fun, yeah. Everybody.
And you all were happy to be there, right? Well, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was only sweating mildly profusely.
Maybe I will look into doing that. That would be fun. Just have men sitting up there and answering questions.
On the hot seat, as they say. That's why I'm saying mildly profusely sweating.
Of course.
So what brought you into this arena?
Coaching.
Coaching, and in particular, this rather unusual niche.
Okay, coaching. The coaching part kind of came from the fact that I did almost go to rabbinical school. I was working at a Jewish organization called the Jewish Multiracial Network, and we were running out of funding, and, you know, being a rabbi was kind of on my mind, but I wasn't really sure. And I was looking into the courses and schools, and then I met a coach. And because we were out having drinks, and she started telling me what she did. And so I kind of went, ha-ha! She's like, you know, you've been coaching for a very long time, so it's something you should look into. So that's kind of how the coaching came to be. The courtesan part, well, I realize what my passions are between coaching women and the whole pleasure and the whole being luscious and being seductive and being happy and not apologizing and looking at all those things. And I had been reading something about courtesans, and I kind of went, huh. And, you know, they really are interesting examples of very strong women back in the day and before the whole feminism movement and what have you. And I just kind of went, this is something very powerful, and it really spoke to me. So as I started thinking about what kind of coaching I was doing as it was, and really what I was teaching women, it wasn't so far from being like a courtesan, just being powerful and being delicious and the whole charm and wit and timing and all the virtues that courtesans had. And I thought, okay, and how can I niche myself and really stand out and be happy about coaching? And courtesan coach kind of, I was like, and it just kind of came to my mind. And so that's how the whole courtesan thing just kind of popped into my mind, and I went with it, and I've been very happy ever since.
Yeah, that really caught my eye, to say the least, when I first saw that, when actually you and I became acquainted, and I looked at your site and saw what you were up to. I said, this is a very interesting young lady.
Thank you. Yeah, it has a very interesting, because I never know what I'm going to find or what people will think about it as well. Some people who I think would be totally against it, whether if I'm in a business setting, are the main ones who run to grab my card. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, at the beginning of the month, I did a salon. And so one woman came in, she goes, I came to meet the hooker coach. And I said, okay. I thought that was a new one for me. And I love that. I'm like, the hooker coach. Interesting. So, yeah, I just never know, and it's really fun for me to explain it to people and to see what people think and how they feel about it. But it's been very receptive. I love it. And women just eat it up, and then the men eat it up. Well, of course, the men will eat it up, right?
No, oh, absolutely.
And, yeah.
We are hungry for that sort of thing, yes.
Well, yeah, you know, I have men who want to take my card to say, I have somebody for you. And I was at a fashion show the other night, and I met a couple. And so I was explaining to the guy what I do, and his girlfriend was sitting next to him, and he was looking so excited. And he kept looking at her, but she wouldn't make a face. And I thought, oh, well played. She was just kind of listening. And he was all excited, trying to like nudge her on to get more interested. It was just so funny. I loved it.
Wow.
Loved it.
That's great. So what are the things that you're offering at the Divas School for the Art of Seduction?
Yes, some things that we will be offering are there's going to be some health element to it. Actually, my friend who is a big-time trainer at Reebok, she trains Tina Fey, will be doing that portion of it. I'm going to have a woman come in and talk about real estate so women can learn about how to own their own things or how to own their own things with their partner. There's going to be aphrodisiac cooking classes.
Mm.
There's going to be, of course, the self-help, self-love. There's going to be the class that we teach on tying men's ties, which, you know, the women are already trying to sign up for that one.
Maybe you could teach me how to do that, too, while you're at it.
I'll tell you how to do that. Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. I just know one tie, though.
I want the one knot.
The one basic, boring.
Knows.
Oh, yes.
The winds are not, right?
Yeah.
And so there's going to be, you know, the jewelry class. There's going to be the perfume, learning about the perfume. I've got all these great women who will be teaching these classes. There's going to be an art segment as well, so that when you go to the museum, the women know how to talk about the art and know the sexy stuff. I want to plan an annual trip to Paris because there's going to be like a French theme to this, of course. So because men in France also treat women very differently, and I want women to experience that. So there's going to be a lot of fun stuff, and whatever people want and desire, I will do my best to make that happen as well. So it'll be a lot of fun.
I actually got a question that came in from the chat room.
Oh, there's a chat room. Ooh.
Yes, by the way, we have a chat room. If anybody's listening live now, we have exactly one guest, Eve. Eve in the chat room. And so it's all about Eve right now.
I love that. Hey, Eve.
Yeah. So Eve was asking me about the small groups. She said, like, she'd like to know more about your group classes, the hours, costs, minimum attendees, what's covered. That was her multi-tiered question.
Wow, that's kind of a big question, Eve.
It is.
Because I have several. Well, some of my classes, some of the four-week ones run for $200. Some of them are more, to $300 to $500. It's covered depending on what kind of class you want. So I'm just trying to figure out the best way to answer this question. So I have a bunch of different classes, Eve. So if someone wants to know more specifics, because right now I'm kind of taking the summer off. if someone wants more specifics, you can feel free to email me, and then I can answer more because I don't know which classes they're interested in. If you're talking about the course on school itself, there's going to be a big program from a couple a weekend class to a 6-week program to just you can come take regular classes. And those classes right now, I can't really give you a price because some of that is still in the
works. She just clarified to say just
okay.
A preliminary intro class to her to your Luscious training.
Okay. So that would be the 4-week is $200. If you want to come do, sometimes I do teach and I do like a 2-hour thing, and that can be from $75 to $100.
And she reminded me to ask you for your email. And so you can say your email and, of course, say your website. Now's a good time for
sure.
That.
Sure. Shoshi@luscious-lifestylediva.com. And my website is luscious-lifestylediva.com. And Shoshi is S-H-O-S-H-I, just in case you're at luscious-lifestylediva.com. And if anybody missed it, if you Google me, I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere. I'm in so many places. So
It's in the blurb for the show as well. So if anybody should see
actually.
It there. So you had mentioned to me courtesan crawls.
Yes. Yes.
Is that like a formal pub crawl, but only it's women dressed in red.
Well, okay. I'm taking my summer. The summer is going to be. I'm launching courtesan crawl. So
okay.
I'm not really taking the summer off. When I said it, I guess I should be very because I never stop working. I'm launching in June. I'm starting something, the courtesan crawls, and it's basically like a bar crawl, but it's more of about pleasure, and it's going to all these delicious places that I've started mapping out. Some are to taste chocolate, some are to taste wine. We're going to fabulous lingerie shops. I'm formulating a few different calls, so it's not the same thing every time. So I am starting courtesan crawls in Soho, Tribeca, and all these different places in the city. And also there'll be one for couples and there'll be one for single women. And the end is we end up going and having a really great meal somewhere at some delicious, fabulous place. Because I'm all about that, too. So it is about, like, all of the senses. And I'm making sure, because I've taken my friends up for test drives to make sure, and each one of them, these are the type of people who wouldn't go on a crawl normally, and every single one of them said, oh, my gosh, all my senses were met, and that is my goal. So I want to touch all the senses from the looking to the smelling to the feeling to everything. So courtesan crawls will be happening starting next month. Yay.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm going to do them for bachelorette parties, too, so if anyone's getting married and they want their own specific one, please feel free to let me know. And
oh,
it should be a good time.
That sounds wonderful. And then the club is another area you're going into?
Well, the club is, so somebody, I had already started thinking of starting like a sister group. And so it's so funny, someone said, you need to start a sister group because I need more empowerment. So I am starting something called a courtesan club. It's a twist on a sister group, but I wanted to call it something a little more fancy. And it will be women's gatherings. We get together for empowerment, inspiration, and doing fun things. There'll be a pole dancing class. We'll go to the botanical gardens and have brunch together. There is no, it's just like women getting together and having a good time. So that's happening too. A lot of people won't be going to the Hamptons due to their financial situation. So if you're here and you want to be a part of the club you're in, it's free. You just pay for whatever we go and do. It's all good. It's my other way of connecting women together who may need to make more friends or just need empowerment and what have you. So it'll be about empowerment, inspiration, and, meeting more people, getting out and having a great time and enjoying New York, right? So
that. For some reason, I don't know if you've seen these commercials for Carmel Taxi with the four women sitting around. It's like a parody of Sex in the City.
I think I have not seen this, but I probably need to.
For some reason, I'm thinking of these women sitting around going, and sometimes he just takes me home at night. Ooh, girl.
I have not seen this.
It's like the really, really bad actresses.
Ooh, girl. Ooh. I like
that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is very
well,
funny.
We'll be doing that too. We'll be doing that too. Ooh, girl. There'll be a lot of ooh, girl.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Ooh, oh, boy, is what I want to say. So what are some things... Oh, and by the way, so you told me that your name is one... It's actually one name.
Yes.
Did I understand that correctly?
Well, yeah, well, when I was performing... So I was performing in... I don't know if you've heard of a group called Storytelling, and I... So, you know, it's like it's so funny. When in Jewish settings, everybody knows me as Shoshana or Shoshi. And then, you know, other people wouldn't know me because my legal name is Yolanda. So what ended up happening was I combined my Hebrew name and my my first name, Yolanda, which is how I became Yolanda Shoshana. So it's a combo of both, and it kind of works for me because nobody forgets it.
That's
it's
true.
Like, yeah, it's like, oh, I've heard of you because how many Yolanda Shoshanas are there? That's me. Shoshana, you can find a couple more in New York, Israel, right? And but, you know, Yolanda Shoshana kind of sticks out. So it's one name, like Mary Jane. Like I say, it's me, like Mary Jane.
Or how about the Jewish cowboy, Bucky Goldstein?
Have I? I don't know if I've heard of Bucky Goldstein.
You haven't heard of Bucky Goldstein?
Wait, yes, I have. Yes, I have. Now that you say that,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
Bucky.
Gosh. What are some... my question for you now is, what are some things a woman could do to have a luscious life?
What are some things a woman can do? Okay, some things I would recommend are dress a little sexy, especially now it's the summer. Make sure your toes are painted well, though, ladies. It drives me crazy to see women with jacked-up toes, okay? If you're going to wear sandals, make it look good. Even if you have to give your own self a mani and a pedi, it's all good. So, you know, wear a cute little skirt, go out and get yourself something cute and, you know, with some ruffles or something that when you walk, you have a little sash thing going. Also, I always say take a class or something, learn something new. It really helps you to stay creative and gets you, really keeps your juices going. Go out dancing. That is one of the best ways to be uninhibited, feel good, you know, go out with your girlfriends or your man or whoever and go and you rock it. And that'll keep you feeling real good. Let's see, what else?
Mm.
Yes, being luscious. Also, eat good. Also, eating very good is very important to living a luscious life. Because a lot of times we skip over that because when we're out and having a good time, we like to eat and drink. But eating well. It's the summer. You know, go to your farmer's markets. Make sure you're eating good because that also helps your natural energy. And work out. Get some form of exercise in you because that is very crucial to the luscious life.
Mm.
So those are some fun things, fun, easy things people can do. And also me time is very important. Take me time. You know, women are caregivers, whether a lot of women have kids or they're helping somebody. Don't forget about the me time. As Heather Headley said, you need some me time. Do something just for you, whether you take an hour. You know, Oprah likes to give herself Sunday. I like to give myself Sunday as well. So here I am. Hey. So give yourself a day if you can, but if not, take an hour, take some time here and there just for you. So those are some things a woman can do for a luscious life. Mm-hmm.
Well, wonderful. Now,
yeah.
I have a couple of people who
Ooh,
are on the switchboard,
Ooh.
And I want to take a chance here that somebody might have a question.
Are you
ready for the possibility of a question? It may just be somebody listening in who doesn't want to talk, so we're going to try this. Two people. And it's hit or miss, because one of them is a Skype call, and the other one is calling
Ooh,
in
call.
From somewhere in New Jersey.
I love it. You can call with Skype? Ooh.
You can call from Skype, and it just comes in with, like, these weird numbers. I call one.
Okay.
So let's see who is calling. I'm going to try the New Jersey call. So, New Jersey caller, we're about to let you on. And
New Jersey.
Be ready. Here we go. This thing would stop bouncing on me. I'll just hit it. Okay.
New Jersey's in the house.
Hello, New Jersey.
New Jersey?
New Jersey, are you there? Is anybody there?
There is no New Jersey. Okay, bye, New Jersey. We tried.
Last chance for Jersey. If you'd like to speak.
Calling Jersey.
Speak now or forever hold your... Nope, I guess
your...
No. Yes, exactly.
Know.
Don't know what they're holding. Let's try the other one. There's one more. I'll put that one back on hold.
Call.
What's that?
The fancy Skype call.
We're going to try the Skype call. Say hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello, anybody there?
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi.
This is Eve.
Hi, Eve.
Oh, Eve. Hi.
Eve from the chat room.
Hi, Eve. Yes. I like you.
Thank you. I didn't know I was from a Skype call. Honestly, what do you learn?
Where are you at, Eve? Are you in New York? Where are you at?
I'm
You're in New York?
I'm in Connecticut.
I'm
in Connecticut right now. And I am actually on the chat room. At the top of the chat room website, there's a call-in phone number. And that's what I called in. So I don't know exactly.
Wow.
I don't know how Skype
could be wrong.
So I go with that concept.
I could be wrong. I've been wrong once before.
No, Andrew, no.
You're the best coach in the world.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, I just wanted to share, Andrew and I have met at an event, and he's just a wonderful individual. And when he sent out the notice on Facebook that he was going to have a courtesan coach, I just about spit out my cup of water. I was like, okay. I just had to get, I had to say, I was like, well, I didn't even know there were any courtesans left in the world. So I just thought that was very much an interesting subject matter. And I appreciate your joie de vivre and your willingness to share, the ability to sort of enliven a woman's life and impact whichever man is sort of central to that moment.
Well, thank you, Eve. Well, how fabulous. Thank you so much. I love it. Yay. Thank you.
Eve, do you have any particular question you'd like to ask? This is a great opportunity.
I think I probably would. I know that it is the dichotomy of a strong woman that, quite honestly, if she's in sort of control of her life and in command of the world around her, that it's hard to find a really good balance to be feminine when you're with a guy and not still be, you know, the one in charge. How would you sort of shortcut the opportunity that some women refuse to take to sort of have a healthy balance there?
Good question. I'm like,
Wait,
let me give a good, I'm like, let me see. Because I think you're talking about me. I have this problem. I'm like, how do you know me so well?
You know, it's all about me, right?
No, it's so true, because I do have this as an issue. I do find, and, you know, I use myself as the example, because I do check in with myself about that a lot to make sure that I'm not, trying to be too controlling, and that I also let somebody support me. What I would say is, because, you know, we as women, us independent women, we do need some help in certain areas, and we should learn to appreciate it a little bit more. So check in with self is where I would start. And really ask yourself, are you allowing your partner to really support you? And are you controlling every situation? Because, you know, when you really ask yourself these questions, take the time to be by yourself when you ask this question. Don't ask your partner, because we probably know what they're going to say, and you're just going to be pissed off. Take the time to really ask yourself this question, sit by yourself and say, okay, am I allowing this person to really be a part of what I have going on? Because normally we have a lot going on. And if not, figure out other ways where you can allow this partner to be a little bit more a part of your life. Learn to let go a little bit. I'm not saying all the way, because that would be very difficult, because I know. Just a little bit. And then, you know, I think in the middle of that, it's then we start to like it a little bit more, because, you know, unfortunately, too, we've probably been in relationships where it has been hard to find that support system. So then we start doing it all ourselves. If we allow just a little, we will start to go, oh, I kind of like this. I'm kind of liking this support from him. And then we love it. And they are happy with us, and we are happy with them. So just really ask yourself and take notes of what is coming up for you. I'm really big about journaling. And I will say that, and I haven't said that. Journaling is a beautiful way to really do a checks and balance with yourself. And, you know, as somebody said, when somebody asks you how you're doing, instead of just saying fine, really say how you're feeling. So do a check and balance with yourself and with what you think is going on in your relationship. And then if you're in a type of relationship where you can ask your partner that question, like, so, how you feeling, and am I really letting you in to some of the stuff that I have going on, then that's also a good way to know. So that's what I would say. But that's a great question. That can be a very difficult thing. I'm like, yeah.
Thank you for answering so clearly. I guess the other half of that then would be, how do you switch off the little general when you've got that wonderful relationship and, you know, your instinct is to always sort of be in charge? How do you sort of give up a little bit of that to let someone else sort of grow in that role as well? And on a more sexual basis as well as a personal intimate basis.
On a sexual basis. Okay. Well, to me, it's also about how well are you trusting that person? Because, you know, we've all been in the type of relationships, I think, where we trust some more than others. And if you really feel like you can trust the person you are with, then have a night where you just let it all go and see how that feels for you, sexually, also, you know, emotionally. So, I would, yeah, like, I mean, that's, to me, is the best and only way to do it. Like, just have a night where you just let it loose. You don't have to necessarily tell your partner. Just do it. See how it feels. Just be like, tonight I am going to go crazy. I'm just going to do something that's completely out of my norm. Of course, I'm sure she would appreciate it, so you're not going to have a problem there, but just do it for yourself. And don't warn. Don't just go for it.
So basically, I should fulfill my role as the oncoming storm and just cut loose.
Yes, yes. just cut loose. Don't warn anybody. Just do it. Make up your mind to be in it, to win it that night, and go. And just see what happens. And then, you know, later you can see, and then you can check in and see how that felt for you. If it's not 100% your bag of tea, then maybe what you do is you pull back a little. Well, then by then, though, you've laid it on somebody and they're looking for that every night. you can do it, or you could also do it in baby steps. If it's not something you want to do full on, give them the whole thing, do it in baby steps. Just go a little further each time, just a little bit. You know, you could take workshops together too. Get a book. There's a lot of great books that you can start reading with your partner, and then you can start spicing it up that way, and you go in slow in opening it up. So that's what I would recommend.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eve. You're spunky and sassy. I don't think you go, girl. You go, girl.
Well, I've already gone to your website and taken a look at a couple of your workshops and your schedule. And you just may very well get a face-to-face because it looks
all
like
all right, Eve, you go.
You got it all together. Thank
all
you
right,
so much.
All right, Eve.
Thank you, Eve.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling in, Eve.
My pleasure.
Okay, let me get that cleared off. Wow. I tell you, this is really a rockin' show.
Rockin'. I like to rock.
This is a rockin' show. Rockin' with Joshi.
Wow.
On Memorial Day weekend, that's right.
Woo-hoo.
This is great. What is that? Tell me something really, you know, really unusual or crazy or wild of a experience you've had with a client where it was. This is for the books.
Crazy or wild experience?
Yeah, something really, really, you know, unusual.
Crazy or wild? I'm trying to think. Have I had unusual? Oh, okay. I guess I have one. Because I guess, you know, it's so funny that I wouldn't even think this is unusual, but I guess it is. in considering what I do. So I had a client of mine, woman, who was really more interested in being a cross dresser and wanted me to help her. Take all of this cortisone stuff, but help her, you know, be more manly. It was an interesting kind of a coaching situation because I thought, okay, she was a woman by day, but at night, really just wanted to fulfill fantasies of being more of a man, thinking of getting a sex change, and what have you. And then, you know, in that process, I ended up meeting her partner, who was a man. So that was a very interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, was he a cross-dresser as well? Because that would be
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. He was just there supporting. It was very interesting.
Imagine
so
if he were a cross-dresser, too, and he by night was a woman and she by night was a man.
I should
that would
check
be perfect.
In on them. You never know what's going on. So that was interesting. So that was unusual. I'd say that was unusual. yeah, I don't think many people get much of that, but then you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Wow. That is, I'm having this is my Johnny Carson moment. This is just wild and crazy. So
yeah,
I mean, no, this is great.
I was excited that, of course, she felt comfortable enough to come to me. But I think I'm that type of person because, you know, I'm just like, whatever. I'm here to help you. Let's make whatever you want happen.
What kind of work did you wind up creating with her?
Well, I mean, it was also an image thing as well. A lot of it was image. And it was a lot of talking about, you know, sexuality, and what kind of there was a lot of sexual fantasy stuff, too, that which is why the partner did come to some things, because they wanted to talk about that, because obviously if she's feeling one way and he's a part of it, so a lot of it became sex, actually. And then image, like I helped her pick out some suits to wear, because sometimes I will go shopping with my clients for image things. I helped her pick out suits for herself and found a tailor. So it was a lot of image and a lot of sex work that we did together.
Nice.
Which was very interesting, especially when the partner came in, I have to say. That was like, okay, this is fun and interesting.
It definitely has to make your work a lot of fun and very rewarding.
It, you know, it really is. I love what I do. It gives me lots of pleasure. Definitely.
So here's a question for you. It seems that you would have a pretty good idea of both sides of the fence. You know, apparently you work with women, but what would you tell men about how to be with our women who have perhaps been through your training? What would you want to tell us?
My main thing. And actually, it's so funny. Now a lot of men keep emailing me because they want me to do stuff with them, which is, I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do with that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But my one thing I say to men is listen to us, and that is really key. A lot of times when I'm talking to men, they'll come up and they'll tell me about a date, and I'm like, but wait, you didn't listen to what she said. And they're like, but no, I want it. I said, no, listen to what you just told me. I'm like, she said A and B to you, and you decided to do C and D. Listen to what she wanted. If she said she wanted to slow down, you all of a sudden decided you needed to, you know, call her every day and see her every day. So listen. And I really think that will help men and women out. We love to be listened to, because when you listen, that means you're paying attention. And when you pay attention, you can do those little things that make us happy, because a lot of times it is really just the little things. So listen and learn some details about us, and we're very happy. That's what I say to men. Listen. Mm-hmm. It is simple.
That's wonderful. Listen. I was just told to listen by Yolanda Shoshana.
Listen.
Wonderful. So we're actually down to our last minute and a half here. Believe it or not, this has been a very fast 45 minutes. I wish
yes,
I had,
it has.
Had an hour show, but I booked it for 45.
Okay.
So, this is great. So in our last minute here, why don't you repeat, here's an opportunity for you to repeat your website, email address, and anyone who would like to contact Yolanda Shoshana, she would love to hear from you.
Yes. So you can reach me at shoshi@luscious-lifestyle-diva.com, S-H-O-S-H-I at luscious-lifestyle-diva.com, and my website is luscious-lifestyle-diva.com, like it sounds. I would love to hear from all of you and any of you. Feel free to ask me any questions. I'm happy to answer them. In case you didn't call in, you were a little shy tonight, feel free to email me.
Okay.
I'd love to hear from people. Yes.
Well, thank you so very, very much, Yolanda Shoshana. I like saying that name. It's just really very, very wonderful to say your name. And
have
to have you on my show, I really am honored to have spent Memorial Day weekend 45 minutes with you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Again, everyone, thank you for tuning in to Coach's Corner here on Blog Talk Radio. I can be found at myfuturecoach.com. I'm Coach Andrew Poritz. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Good night.